Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Harold Frischgott-Roth, senior fellow with the Hudson Institute, founder of director of the Center for Economics of the Internet. Harold, you want to give us a 30-second pitch on either one of your organizations, what you guys are up to?
Well, the Center for the Economics of the Internet has a speaker series, and at the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C., we have all of our talks are online. We have a great lineup, and you can find out more about it at Hudson.org.
All right, so check those out. Harold, we've been talking about the FCCs, the Federal Communication Commissions. Basically, just by government fiat, claiming the Internet is a government utility, like electricity, like the old telephone line system, and I guess you could say like the interstate system, and so they just did that. The president just through his FCC just declared that, and now we're living under that regime. The president also is trying to disconnect the ownership of the internet through internet governance through divesting of our relationship with ICANN. We talked about that a little bit earlier. I've been talking about that for 15 years. And so my question, Harold, especially in terms of the FCC, is there anything that can be done? Can Congress not do something to reverse this, what I consider to be lawlessness, this blatant grab of power by the president? Can anything be done about it, to stop it, to reverse it?
Oh, yes. I believe Congress has a lot of powers to oversee agencies and to control their budgets. It takes some discipline. It takes some creativity up on Capitol Hill.
That we haven't seen so far.
Well,
am I right?
Certainly not enough. Let's say we certainly haven't seen enough oversight and enough control of the agency budget.
What could they do? What specifically, if Congress was upset enough about this FCC converting the internet into a federal utility, what could they do? What steps could they do to stop it, or at least to back him off?
Well, they can have some oversight hearings that have some teeth.
What does that teeth look like?
Oh, well, to start with, you pick a venue that's maybe not the most pleasant place to spend some time. You maybe have an oversight hearing in Guantanamo, and it's going to go on for a month. And you get a member of Congress to go down there and sort of say, I want to see all of you here.
Huh.
And if you don't show up, I'm going to get Sergeant at Arms to issue a subpoena for you.
Ah.
So you're talking
playing hardball, and we got, and seems to me like most of our members of Congress are softball players.
Well, they're doing as good a job as they can. But when the stakes are high, you gotta go in there and be prepared to do some very tough things.
Do you feel that the internet issues, the ICANN issue, and the FCC issue here with the internet, do you feel that those things are being sidelined a little bit in the face of the Iranian deal, that they're having to choose between babies?
Oh yes, there's so many things going wrong in our government right now. There's a lot going on, and you have to set priorities. To me, one of the worst things that is going on right now is the Iranian deal.
Yeah.
And We've essentially.
How frightened are you of that deal?
I'm very frightened. The idea that we are negotiating with a terrorist regime that holds Americans prisoners, that has murdered hundreds of Americans in recent years, and we are going in there and asking them to come up with a blueprint for how they're going to acquire nuclear weapons. It's unreal. It's just unreal that our government is doing this.
Well, real quick, I got 10 seconds. Do you think that the bill will pass? Will it go into effect? The law?
Unfortunately, right now, I don't think we have the votes to stop it. And I'm working on trying to get a lawsuit to block it.
Well, good luck to you on that, and let us know what we can do to help. Thank you for being here, Harold. Good job today.
Thank you.
Harold Furchtgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.